From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 6th. Quick read on what moved overnight. Five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Business Insider. X's product chief is stepping down to take a breather after a year of running the app 24/7. Nikita Beer, X's head of product, is stepping down. Beer said he'll continue working as an advisor for X. Running the app has been a 24/7 job, Beer said, and it's time for a breather. Nikita Beer, X's head of product, is stepping down from the role after a year at the job. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pass the torch and demote myself to my natural state. A poster, Beer wrote in an X post on Wednesday. Next. Second, from Bloomberg Markets. FTSE 100 Live, UK stock futures, rise on Middle East optimism. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Markets. Zurich Insurance earnings, boosted by global data center, demand. And then, fourth, from StockQuakes. StockQuakes, AI stock analyzer, 5,000 stocks daily. Paid, just stock symbol. Viewable with paid subscription. StockQuakes, top 10 average index charts. StockQuakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. StockQuakes sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The daily top 10. UP average index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per our AI algorithms. The daily top 10 UP average index is large today, with a StockQuakes level of 6.95. Here is a chart of the daily top 10 UP average index values for the last 10 trading days. Next, fifth, from Todd Harrison, Curaleaf earnings, PLAS, call notes, $340.1 million. Revs, ESTA, $332.8 million, $169.9 million. GP, ESTA, $161.6 million, 50% GM. At 48.6%, $4.2 million OI. At $5 million, $12.5 million NI. At INS, $42.3 million, 5 cents EPS. TATI, 16 cents. Second quarter, 2026. Net revenue of $340 million. Second quarter 2026. International revenue of $51 million. Second quarter 2026. Gross profit margin of 50%. Second quarter net income of $12 million. Second quarter adjusted EBITDA of $70 million. Our second quarter results reinforce that our Built for Growth strategy, a disciplined framework focused on customer centricity, brand building, and operational excellence, is gaining traction across the business. Up next. Sixth, from Lesustan One. Uber Q2 earnings report. Uber's second quarter 2026 earnings demonstrate a company achieving significant scale and profitability, driven by record user engagement and a surging delivery segment. Gross bookings, $58.02 billion in Q2 2026 versus $46.76 billion in Q2 2025, 24% UAEY. Revenue, $14.19 billion in Q2 2026 versus $12.65 billion in Q2 2025, plus 12% YOY. GAAP net income, $2.39 billion in Q2 2026 versus $1.36 billion in Q2 2025, 77% UOY. GAAP diluted EPS, $1.17 in Q2 2026 versus 63 cents in Q2 2025, 85% UOY. Non-GAAP EPS, 81 cents in Q2 2026 versus 60 cents in Q2 2025, 35% UOY. Adjusted EBITDA, $2.82 billion in Q2 2026 versus, and then, seventh, from TikTok Trading. Why are stocks not crashing? A few questions are on everyone's mind. Will stocks ever crash? Will AI companies ever generate meaningful returns on their multi-billion dollar investments? Can someone short this market and make bank? Yes. No. No. Why? First, I do think this eventually unravels. Over the next year or two, we are likely to see meaningfully lower prices. This massive AI investment juggernaut will create value, but that value will accrue to a very small group of people. In my view, it will not turn into the kind of sizable windfall that today's biggest AI spenders are expecting. Next, 8th, from Gregory's newsletter, Lions Alert, Iran and Oman agree on shipping route control through the strait. The US to concede authority over traffic and lift the blockade, Lions. Absent of the US, an agreement has been reached of control for the strait. This is what we have so far. Iran's authority over traffic, Iranian inspections and security enforcement, Iranian transit or service fees. For America, it will lift the US blockade of Iranian ports. The much larger geopolitical stage is that this arrangement would give Iran. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg, markets, day traders hammered by stock market slump, double down in Taiwan. For Dorian Xu, Taiwan's stock boom had looked like a chance to get ahead. The 33-year-old office worker poured his savings into stocks and borrowed $62,000 through an unsecured loan to double down on leveraged bets tied to the benchmark index. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.